With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Speaking in Davos today, President Trump dispelled rumors that he is prepared to take Greenland by force, but also said his case that the U.S. needs ownership is a good one.
All we're asking for is to get Greenland, including right title and ownership, because you need the ownership to defend it. You can't defend it on a lease.
Furthermore, he argued, the location alone places Greenland rightly under U.S. control.
This enormous, unsecured island is actually part of North America, on the northern frontier of the Western Hemisphere. That's our territory.
Some fits and starts for the president as he tries to form what he calls a board of peace to oversee a number of global conflicts. Several countries have said they will join. Now that list also includes Israel. Here's correspondent Julia Frankel.
In a change of stance, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said his country will join the board after earlier arguing that the composition of the committee managing Gaza was not coordinated with Israel.
A White House official has said about 30 countries are expected to join the board without providing more details. It is known that a number of European allies have rejected the offer, fearing that it could totally undermine the role of the United Nations. U.S. Border Patrol Chief Greg Bovino says that Minneapolis immigration operations are not political, and he accuses top political leaders there of inventing their own facts about the raids.
The facts are that federal agents are arresting murderers, rapists, child predators, cartel-connected criminals, and other individuals who pose a real danger to the people of Minneapolis.
Bovino provided an update today in Minneapolis regarding the ICE operations. After big losses yesterday on Wall Street, investors seem to be somewhat calm today. The Dow is up by 269 points. This is SRN News. America's moms and dads like the idea of religious freedom.
A new report from the Beckett Fund finds that most parents support the recent Supreme Court decision allowing kids to be opted out of public school lessons that promote the LGBT agenda. There is also broad support for multiple court decisions allowing students to use state vouchers to pursue education at religious schools. The Beckett poll asked Americans about religious pluralism, religion sharing, and church-state relations. Michael Harrington reporting.
Experts are pointing out the ironic history of China's brutal one-child policy as the country's birth rate now falls to record lows, alarming the communist government there. The one-child policy was one of the harshest attempts at population control the world has ever seen, forcing abortions on women and sterilizing millions of people. It led to baby daughters often being sold or even put to death because parents wanted their only child to be a male. This is SRN News. President Trump has signed an executive order to restrict Wall Street firms from buying single-family homes. White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
It's a move designed to stop wealthy investors from competing with individual home buyers. The president says such investors should not buy single-family homes that could otherwise be purchased by families. The executive order comes as the administration works to address voter affordability concerns ahead of this year's congressional elections. Greg Clugston, the White House.
New signs are emerging that Berkshire Hathaway's new leadership may be poised for a change. Kraft Heinz has disclosed that Berkshire could sell its massive stake in the food company. Wall Street analysts say the move could mark the beginning of a broader reassessment of Berkshire's long-held investments. On Wall Street, here are your numbers, now up 290 points. The S&P 500 up 26, and the NASDAQ is up by about 28 points. More on these stories at SRNnews.com.